I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. My Last Continent is a novel by Midge Raymond, a love story stretching from Antarctica to Eugene, where the book's protagonist Deb Gardner lives and teaches. It's a love story inspired in part by Midge Raymond's own Antarctic experiences. Midge Raymond will give a reading at the UO Bookstore on Sunday, April 23rd, and she's here with me in the KLCC studios. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, is this book more of a love story between people or between people and the greater natural earth?
I think of My Last Continent as a love story with Antarctica as the third party, sort of a love triangle, if you will. It's about a penguin researcher named Deb, who has always been the kind of person who prefers penguins to humans, and then she finally does fall in love with someone who's very much like her. They both are drawn to the continent for reasons of their own. They're both running a little bit from their pasts, and when they fall in love with each other, the continent is so much a part of that, that it's a part of their relationship as a whole.
What aspects of the continent, then, are so important in this story?
The penguins, because of the penguin researchers. They are ferried to the continent every season by tour companies. The characters grapple with this in the novel because, on one hand, the tour companies allow them to do their research by bringing them to these shores. On the other hand, they are exploiting these natural resources in a way by putting more feet on the ground on these fragile islands.
Presumably, those aspects of the story arose from your own experiences in Antarctica.
Absolutely.
What was your relationship like to Antarctica?
I fell madly in love with Antarctica as well. It's beautiful. It's so different from any other place on the planet. It's almost otherworldly. It's completely quiet. There are no human sounds there. You hear nothing but the wind and the birds and, you know, the footsteps of the penguins on the rocks and the ice. But it was life-changing because I came back and realized how much of an impact everything we do up north affects everything in Antarctica.
Do you have any direct examples of that?
The penguins, for example, are being affected by climate change. They have to travel a little further to find food. The fishing industry is also wreaking havoc in Antarctica. Krill, especially. It's a small crustacean that's very, very popular right now because of protein supplements. And the krill are being pulled from the oceans in Antarctica by the hundreds of thousands of tons every year. And this is a big staple for penguins as well as whales. And so everything that we do, from what we eat to how often we fly to what we drive, affects everything that happens in the oceans around the world, but particularly in Antarctica, which is warming at a rate about 5 times faster as the rest of the planet.
How did you see that silent, unusual climate of Antarctica affecting human relationships?
Well, I think if you are someone like Deb in the story, if you're someone who's comfortable on your own and comfortable with silence, then that's who you would seek in a partner. And she found just that in Keller. I think it does take a special person, though, to want that, because it's very, very isolating.
Eugene is also a character in this book, if Antarctica is a character as well. Why Eugene, and in what aspect does Eugene play a part?
I knew it would be Oregon for her home, and I chose Eugene because of the university. It has such a wonderful history of environmental activism. It has so much natural beauty and wildlife, and I just pictured her here. It felt very natural to me.
Are Eugene's complications also represented in this book in that regard?
Only in the most subtle of ways, in that Deb is very much an environmental activist herself, and she is not always very popular about what she has to say about it. For example, she is on these tour ships as a naturalist, but she is almost anti-tourist. So these kinds of conflicts do come up for her.
How did you balance, as a novelist, the desire to get ideas across with the desire to get characters across?
Well, it's always about the character, and I had to make sure that any ideas I had came through the core of that character. And I also think, to avoid becoming too preachy, you have to have characters who are on the other side, because there are always two sides to everything. So I made sure that Deb had people arguing with her about tourism. For example, Deb wants to cut everyone off from Antarctica, keep it pristine. On the other hand, if people don't know what a treasure this is, how can they be inspired to keep it pristine?
In this balance between environmental comment and relationship exploration, what do you wish people to see about intimate relationship as a result of reading your book?
I would love for people to see that our relationships extend so far beyond just human to human. We have a relationship with our planet. We have a relationship with every animal on the planet. And one of the special things about Antarctica for me was watching some of these animals who have very little human contact and how innocent they were. There's a penguin character in the book, a couple actually, that I hope exemplify this, because I think if we look beyond human when it comes to relationships, we can have a greater empathy for all living things.
Midge Raymond, author of the novel My Last Continent, recently released by Scribner Books, a division of Simon & Schuster. She will give a reading in Eugene, the hometown of one of her primary characters, Deb Gardner, at the UO Bookstore on Sunday, April 23rd at 2 p.m. For more information, uoduckstore.com and midgeraymond.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.